Proclamation number 6151 of 1st of January, 1955. God's work on people. This is my everlasting activity towards you, that you are admonished and warned through my word, which I convey to everyone who does not turn away from me. If I want to win you for myself, I must approach you. I must entice you. I must prove my love to you in order to win your love. And therefore I must address you. Otherwise you do not know about my love and concern for you. I must prove myself to you as a father who has his children's well-being at heart and who therefore constantly watches over them. And as father, I must also warn you of the danger and admonish you to always walk by my side and to cover the earthly path in my company. Everything you should or should not do, you must learn from me so that you will become blessed. And therefore I address you. You must receive my word, no matter in what way and in what place. You must let me speak to you, which first requires your will to open your ear in order to hear me. Every person who reads or listens to my word in desire to hear me myself will also be addressed by me, and he will always experience blessings, because my address will never remain ineffective on his soul. But this first requires the desire for my word. Anyone who listens to it apathetically or indifferently will never be touched inwardly. Instead, only words will reach his ears and he will not feel any strength either. Want me to speak to you and the blessing will be great. For I will now also tell you what your task is on earth. I will submit my commandments of love to you. And if you obey these commandments, you will be saved for time and eternity. I only require one thing of you, that you love me above all else and your neighbor as yourself. But the fulfillment of these commandments secures you an eternal life and bliss. But I must also draw your attention to the dangers which threaten you in earthly life. Of the consequences of a way of life which is contrary to my commandment of love. This is why I have to warn and admonish you. This is why I have to address you and seriously speak to your conscience. But as soon as you willingly listen to me, without inner resistance, you already turn your back on the danger. You place yourselves under my protection and now let yourselves be guided by my loving Father's hand. Yet anyone who closes his ear to me is in great danger. He rejects my company and joins someone else who leads him to an aim which is truly not desirable. Yet I also speak to him, albeit in a different language, because he shuts himself off from my spoken word. Nevertheless, I draw his attention to him whose power is great and whom no one can oppose if he wants to assert his power. Those two are pointed to him who is Lord over heaven and earth, and whether they also want to shake off such indications from themselves, they will have to answer for themselves. They will have to bear the consequences of their actions and thoughts when the day of judgment has come. Yet my word will resound until the end. Until the end I will speak to people in order to still save all those who listen to me and heed my warning and admonishing call. And they will truly not regret it. They will recognize the Father's voice which they now willingly follow because they also feel the Father's love which always and forever applies to his children. Amen.